Sanjendo Barajo,
those who have done the homework, so maybe one person come and read homework, what you did, can you read, somebody, voluntarily, quick, you have done, so just to read, okay. Good. She's coming. Mike, maybe up on the mic.
Just checking with see whether my thinking is correct or not.
She read, please listen, okay? And from there, she's not correct, we make the correction. Okay, then from there you learn. So must listen. When somebody read, must listen, pay attention. Okay, you read slowly, okay?
First, the possibilities between the exalted knower of aspects and the knower of paths. First, something which is both the exalted knower of aspects and the knower of paths. Example 1. Mahayana mind generation in exalted knower of aspects exists in both the exalted knower of aspects and knower of paths. All the...
What was the first example? You talk about the both. Something is both?
Something is both.
For example, you give the example.
Mahayana mind generation exists in both exalted knower of aspect and the knower of paths.
What do you mean that? It's not so clear for me. When you said that, what do you mean?
Okay. If I were to rephrase it, mind generation are present in both the exalted knower of aspects as well as exalted knower of as well as the knower of paths.
Yes.
Okay. Then the second example is that I want to check this.
You didn't get the first one.
Oh.
Because something is both. Yeah, you talk about something is both, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is both? Give the example. What is that?
Mind generation.
Mind generation.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about bodhicitta mind.
Yes. Yes.
You say bodhicitta mind is both. You saying that?
I will have to say yes.
Okay. The bodhicitta mind is the first one and second one both. Yeah. Okay. Then. Okay. The next one. Okay.
All the 11 characteristics of the knower of paths in the continuum of a Buddha superior are both the exalted knower of aspects and knower of paths.
The 11 aspects.
11 topics of the knower of paths. In the continuum of a Buddha Buddha superior. Above the exalted knower of aspects and knower of paths.
Okay. First one is I don't think so is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then of course when you talk about the 11 aspects, of course there's many, no, part of seeing, part of meditation.
Yes.
That doesn't exist within the 11. You remember that's part of seeing, part of meditation, yeah?
Yes.
This doesn't exist in Buddha's mind, yeah? You say 11, you are saying something, all the 11 exist in Buddha's mind. You
say in something. All the 11 topics in the knower of paths,
yeah.
In the knower of paths, in the continuum
of the Buddha superior.
Of a Buddha superior.
So, I mean all 11, Buddha have all 11, you're saying like that?
Yes.
So part of seeing Buddha don't have, part of meditation Buddha don't have that.
Of course. All the 11 topics of the knower of paths.
Buddha don't have.
Buddha have.
Part of seeing Buddha have?
Path of seeing.
Buddha have part of seeing?
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, no.
Okay. That's not correct. Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay. Understand. Then.
Many things to learn. Okay.
Yeah. Something that is wrong. I try another one.
Yeah.
Something is exalted knower of aspects, but not knower of paths. The example would be the resultant perfection of wisdom in a Buddha superior does not exist in the knower of paths.
And it's not the knower of paths. You're saying that? But the Satsang teaching, particularly Tholam na Sanjig Sai part years, Lam Sik Satsang Shayarwa, Kiran Jesar, Satsang di Kane Kawashak.
You forgot what is the boundary of knower of paths?
Knower of paths would be...
It exists from the minor path of seeing to Buddha
to
ground.
Right to the Buddha ground, yeah.
Yes.
But then what is saying and the boundaries contradictory, yeah?
Knower, exalted knower of aspects, but not knower of paths. The resultant... I was saying that resultant perfection of wisdom in a Buddha superior does not exist in the knower of paths. It's not true. Makes it good.
Yeah, anyway.
No, I think I'll give up from here. Let somebody else try. Or should I try another one? Maybe all wrong. But at least I try.
Yeah, good to try, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting perfect. Good to try, yeah.
I thought, you see, like the resultant perfection of wisdom in Buddha's superior. Does not exist. In the knower of past. Gosh. Yeah. So it would be the same that any consciousness of a Buddha superior, any consciousness of a Buddha superior does not exist in the knower of past also would be wrong, yeah.
I didn't understand what he's talking.
Okay.
It's not about existing in. You phrase it as is a knower path or not knower path. It's not about existing in or out.
Is. Okay. Like.
Is the resultant perfection of wisdom a knower path or not?
I say no. Just now I say no. And it was it wrong?
Yeah, it is wrong.
It was wrong.
Totally wrong.
Okay. All right. That's great. So in other words, it will be inclusive.
Okay.
Whatever
is an exalted knower of aspects is necessarily a knower of paths.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
So
I got
an exalted knower in the continuum of a Buddha superior is necessarily an exalted knower of aspects, and it is necessary a knower of paths.
So in other words, maybe something which is knower of path, but not in exalted knower of aspects, would be the knower of paths that knows the hearer's path in the continuum of a Bodhisattva superior, exists in the Bodhisattva superior, exists in the knower of path, but not in the exalted knower of aspects.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, that you give 10 marks for that.
In other words, all the characteristics, if there is a knower of path but not knower, all the characteristics of the 11, all the topics of the exalted knower of aspects, all the topics in the exalted knower of aspects is not the knower of path. In the also confusing. Yeah, I think I skipped that. All right.
I confuse you, you confuse me.
I confuse myself. And something which is neither exalted nor neither would be, of course, say like iPhone, for instance. I think that the rest, on the basis of that, I think I might also get it wrong. For the possibility of knower of paths and the knower of bases. So something which is both knower of paths and something something that is knower of path and the knower of basis. First example I illustrate here is that the wisdom realizing selflessness of a self-sufficient, substantial existence within the continuum of a Mahayana superior is both the knower of paths and the knower of bases, because it abides in the lesser vehicle class of realization and also in the continuum of a Mahayana superior.
That sounds correct.
Topic of the basis in the above. And can I say that all the nine topics of the knower of basis in the continuum of a Bodhisattva superior. Are both the knower of paths and knower of bases.
There are nine topics that illustrate or characterizes the knower of basis, yeah?
Yes.
Do you think all nine are necessarily knower of basis? I don't think so.
They are listed down in the knower of basis, yeah? All the nine topics are being listed down in the knower of basis.
Yeah.
The nine topics or the sorry, the nine topics. If they are not knower of basis, why are they listed under knower of basis?
I think many people here think that whatever is the topic that illustrates the category is necessarily the category. I think a lot of people think that.
And because of that, that's why I want to ask the question, because the last bit is Mahayana path of seeing. So I was thinking it shouldn't be in the knower of basis. So I was quite confused. Why was it being listed under the Mahayana, under the knower of basis?
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember what I said about the exalted noble aspects, there are 10 topics that illustrate or characterizes the exalted noble aspects. Yeah, and there are two ways in which the topics characterizes or illustrates the exalted noble aspects. One is a cause illustrating the effect, and one is the object illustrating the subject, isn't it? Right. So these are the two ways of illustrations, and through these two ways of illustration, we come to understand what is being illustrated here, which is the exalted knower aspects. Depending on these two methods of illustration, you come to have a better understanding of what an exalted knower aspect is. So for example, the first topic that illustrates the exalted knower aspect is mind generation. Right, through understanding the mind generation as a cause, for example, then you come to understand the result, right? The result of mind generation. So we are not saying that mind generation is necessarily an exalted knower aspect, isn't it? We're not saying that, yeah? We're not saying, well, mind generation is exalted knower aspects, right? We're not saying that, isn't it?
Not necessary.
Yeah.
Not necessary.
So something that illustrates something which is an illustration is not necessarily that which is being illustrated, isn't it? So for example, when you see smoke, you come to understand there is fire. But smoke is not fire, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Okay, then. Anyway, yeah.
Okay. So just now it was the one that I was illustrating is wrong, actually.
Yeah.
It was wrong, yeah. If I were to lump all that nine topics together, because even though they illustrate, but it not necessarily belong to that Noah.
Okay, understand.
So again, with the, you know, when I talked about the 10 topics that illustrates the exalted Noah aspects, the two manners of illustration, right? Mm. One is illustrating the effect with a cause. One is illustrating the subject through an object, right? The object that realizes it, for example. So we're not saying that object is the subject. We're not saying that the cause is the effect, right?
Okay. So I go on to the next one. Something that is knower of paths, but not the knower of basis. Example. The mind generation or the wisdom directly realizing emptiness of true existence in the continuum of a bodhisattva superior is a knower of paths, but is not a knower of basis because it does not abide in the a lesser vehicle class of realizations.
Yeah, your example is correct, but yeah. Listen, I don't know. Yeah.
Something that is a knower of basis but not knower of paths. Example is the wisdom realizing the selflessness of self-sufficient, substantially existent self within the continuum of a Hinayana superior. Is a knower of basis and not a knower of paths.
Correct.
Yeah. The nine knower of basis of continuum.
Something that is not both?
Yeah, iPhone. Yeah, iPhone, telephone.
You could say ignorance.
The last one would be the possibilities between the lower knower of aspects and the knower of basis, yeah? Or you don't need?
What?
Knower, the possibilities between knower of aspects and knower of basis. No need, right? No need, yeah? Okay, thank you.
And she read, and some correct, some mistake. But it's good enough, and everybody should put effort to do the homework. You know, that, and a mistake everybody make, of course.
Right.
There's no, by mistake, then you learn, you know, otherwise. Sometimes you don't want to show out your mistake, you know, pretending I know. You know. It doesn't learn much. So, I think, like, when it says read, then it should immediately come out and read, you know. Doesn't matter, all worry about showing the mistake, you know. Of course, we all make mistake, you know. So, by mistake, of course, your mistake, then I say your mistake. You know, I mean, that's just, except from there you learn it, you know. You know, so, homework is very important. You know, you think you write, you think correct. But come here, it's not correct. Then from there you learn. You know? In this way, then you never forget. Otherwise, it's very difficult. You know? If I say something, you think, okay, I understand part of no, part of all common, this, you know. But you, after 2 days, 3 days, totally zero. Forget everything. But doing homework, you know, because you think lots, then you write down. Then from there, you know, you read, discuss, and that makes much clearer. So, homework is important, yeah. Do that, then of course then, those Sunday come together, then you share your homework, you know, I write this, you know, then somebody know better, so they can correct each other. So then, so then this way you can learn, you know, so like that. So of course, and this topic is not easy, you know, so a lot of things to know on this topic, so it's not easy, yeah, so. So like that, so. Okay, now, okay, that didn't matter. Oh, Tukshine, that didn't matter, that was a Kemba Sumtare, that didn't matter. 좋아 씨 있습니다. 시바디 딱 남자 좋아하시네요. 독서 중에.
Okay. So we have finished with the three exalted knowers. Yeah. Next is the four applications. Yeah. Now, the first of the four is the complete aspects application.
독서네. 딱히 그런 증인 하시오. 생긴 남자나 딱 남자 좋아 세대 교수님 남자 되네 그럼 시합 있으면 쓰면 내 줄었다 너다 진인 샤도 두 샤그래 사점 대중 설렘네 다 견다 파트 세시 모두가
Now the definition of the complete aspects application is a bodhisattva's yoga conjoined with the wisdom cultivating a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers. What is its boundary? It exists from the minor path of accumulation till the end of the continuum.
어떻게 다 돈다 다 거대보다 돈대오시는 티래 다 남자 좋아하세요 다 전주 선배주의 람스나 다 직보치장이 말해 다 고대부서는 남주 좋아서는 전주 선배주의 람이나 남주 좋아하는 게 잡수 그러봐 다 남주 좋아하나 다 전주 선배주의 람이 게 잡수 다 다 독수 납치고요
If we look at it simply if it is a complete aspects application It is necessarily a path in the continuum of a bodhisattva. If it is a path in the continuum of a bodhisattva, it is necessarily a complete aspects application.
독신에 따던다 더 민랍당시를 남조 주와 세지다 다 전수심비 주기 남스나 다 집박과야 됐다고 더 제마다 둠대오신에 들에 남조 주와서나 가려서 그랬나 다 전수심비 기 남강가로 남조 주와 쓰기 어렸다 다티 만달로 랍토와 고기 어려
I mean, if you look at it simply, we can just say that if it is a bodhisattva, if it is a path in a continuum of a bodhisattva, it is necessarily a complete aspects application, simply speaking. Or what, you know, it's the same the other way around. If it is a complete aspects application, it is necessarily a path in a continuum of a bodhisattva. So, if, you know, so simply speaking, if you, at the very bare minimum, you must be able to say this. A complete aspect application is a path in a continuum of a bodhisattva, for example.
어떻게 따던다 그런 남바 족벌스다. 그때는 남조 좋아. 더 칼로 그런 다시다 통화송대다. 남바 용수 족바. 세지 인지 신나는 이거 여러분. 다 남바 용수 족바. 다 용조 따다나 남바 용조 세디 남바스들에 뭐나 남지게 남바 아니 남식이 남바 시식이 남바 용수 쪽바 건바르 진이게 좋아 세도 즉 즉거랑스나 들에 공이게 좋아 세시다 들에
If we look at the name complete aspects application right So complete aspects means all the aspects, yeah, without missing any, right? All the aspects, right? And aspects of what? Aspects of the exalted knower of all aspects. Aspects of the knower paths. Aspects of knower basis. So complete aspect application is the application, that meditates on the aspects of these three knowers.
어때? 다 전주 선배 가래 공부해라. 교수님 나빠 공부해라. 쓰거라. 다 전주 선배 내가 가래 공부해서 교수님 나빠 공부해라. 쓰거라.
So, what do bodhisattvas meditate on? The answer is this, no? They meditate on the aspects of the three knowers. This is their job.
어떻게니? 다 드네 마스도 가라. 다 그럼 다 죄송한 남바 곰바세디 곰당 간데레스다. 죄송한 남바 용수조바 곰바세디야 파. 다 용수조바 곰바세는 가레스거르스나. 다 죄송한 남바 곰당디다. 다 레레네 곰다치. 죄송한 남바 다 레레네 곰다치. 아니 드네 곰당 아니 메다와 구여래.
So, how does this application of the mind, how does the bodhisattva meditate on the aspects of the three exalted knowers completely? How? The bodhisattva can meditate on them serially, individually, or he meditates on a compendium of all the aspects.
어떻게도 다 정의시하는 뜻이래. 다 교수님다. 전주산 받은데 죄송한 남바 아니 간데스 용서바 간데스 공부했었나 죄송한 남바 눈에 공부해야래서 따다다 차장 용서도 뭐 레레신이 직반이 공백기지 개만해 다 용서도 뭐 눈에 공부해 진이 그런다 죄송한 남바 눈에 공부하세요시다
Right. So, how does a bodhisattva meditate on the aspects of the three exalted knowers? The bodhisattva can meditate on those aspects individually, or he meditates on a compendium of all those aspects completely. Right. So in the case of a complete aspect application, as it is seen in the definition, a complete aspect application is an application that, or a mind that meditates on a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers. Right? It's not a complete aspect application is not something that meditates on the aspects individually, but rather meditates on a compendium of the aspects.
무슨 말? 다 디네마 다 양고 두냐 곰바세리 가레스 버렸다. 그걸 자꾸 얘기하래. 다 렐루야 맞다. 계속 나뭐 두냐 곰나 간대래. 두냐 곰바스나 가레스 얘기하래. 두냐 곰스나 나왔다. 곰나 간대랬으나 대한 욕도 쓰고 얘기하래. 지니마.
Yeah. So if the complete aspect application is in mind that cultivates, you know, a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? So what is it? What does it mean to cultivate a compendium? Well, literally in Tibetan is to gather, you know, to bring together, to summarize, you know, all the aspects, you know. So what is the meaning of that, yeah? So I mean it's not so straightforward, right? So if you investigate, if you think about it, you know,
that. 다던다 딱가 소리 보기.
Good morning.
다 대치도 되래. 다던다 계산은 무지기. 다 남신님 보기 하나 티도 아니. 계산은 나는 나뭐 두뇌 공부하세요. 시라 순대기 주에 년년도 두뇌 공부를 쓰게 되었어. 어떤데 즉시 연구하래.
So according to Gyaltsev Che's commentary. He says the meaning of this cultivation or cultivating a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers means to meditate on the aspects, you know, with a mind that is a union of calm abiding and special insight.
어떤데지 연구해라 대체도 어떤 괜찮 딜라 떼셨다 근데기다 자석이 측 딜라 떼셔 돈당이다 먼저 이잖아 뒹굴었다 전주 삼바이나 시바 송도 토비 잡그랬어 어떡시니 가스나 전주 삼바이나 시내 토비 잡 화동 토비 잡 어떡시니 송구여라 시라 송도 토비 잡 가스나 계속은 나무 두뇌 공부 그거랬어 두뇌 공부 트렌디 시라 송도 위주에 양면도 두뇌 공부를 쓰기여랬어 자라 시라 송도 토비 잡그랬어 어떡시니
So, Gyaltsev Che in his Essential Ornament anyway, in his commentary, said that the meaning of cultivating a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers, it means to cultivate these aspects, you know, with a union of calm abiding and special insight. Yeah? So with this, because of what he said, this is the scriptural authority or the source, whereby, you know, we say that a bodhisattva necessarily has calm abiding. A bodhisattva necessarily has special insight. Why? Because they cultivate a compendium of the three, aspects of the three exalted knowers. And the meaning of that is to cultivate them with a union of calm abiding and special insight.
Kambo 뒤 먹도 추가시는 공격이 하랬으나 배티자는 숨바시 징그도 띠마도다 뒤를 나가듯이 연식이면도 어디로
Yeah, as for the meaning of cultivating a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? Well, it's not stated very clearly actually in any of the texts, yeah. That's why it's a bit challenging. But what I remember, my own teacher, Gyanosala, this is what he said. Yeah. So he used the example of going to the very top of the building and then you look at the view, you know. You see what you see, isn't it? Everything that is in front of you, you see. You see the everything in entirety, right? But you don't see the individual, you know, one or two buildings here and there, but what you see is the whole picture, isn't it? Right. So likewise, and also then, that's the analogy. So you apply it to the meaning. So how when the bodhisattva cultivates, compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers, they don't. I mean, in this here, as a complete aspect application, it's not like looking at one aspect or two aspects, you know, individually. But when they engage, you know, they engage all the aspects collectively in its entirety, completely. Although the complete aspect applications is this wisdom, this mind, that cultivates a compendium of aspects of the three exalted knowers, but this doesn't mean that therefore a complete aspect applications is necessarily a mind that realizes each and every single 173 aspects. Altogether, there are 173. So there's no necessity of realization. So anyway, in short, a complete aspect application is the practice of the bodhisattvas, right? Their practice of cultivating a compendium of the aspects of the three knowers, right? Okay? So what does cultivating, so they cultivate, so they meditate on aspects, all 173 aspects of the three exalted knowers. Okay? And how do they do so? They meditate on all of them completely, you know, in a kind of a condensed way. They cultivate a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers. Okay? And what does it mean when we say cultivate a compendium of the three exalted knowers? A compendium, right? It means their practice is done with the union of calm, abiding, and special insight. That's about it, no? But this, then we have to think about what it means, you know? This is all they say, and we have to think for ourselves over time. Yes. What it means,
It's such a union of karma, abiding, and insight, special insight. Not necessarily talking about focusing on emptiness. Is that correct to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessary. Yeah.
All right. Then you can cover the path of accumulation.
Otherwise, even more depressing, right?
More what? More depressed? What? Huh? Is your last emptiness more depressed? Yeah.
Then what does the Bodhisattva's yoga mean? The term Bodhisattva's yoga, what does it refer to?
Correct. Seminajo said.
Seminajo.
I don't know what you think. What Bodhisattva's yoga? You know? Huh? What kind of yoga Bodhisattva does? Nel jor. Nell said it. Okay. Karsware. Benat Rangshin Kasatuka Sabri. They turn tattoo in a pocket. Nell said Rangshin tattoo till a question. But Muben Nesu Rangshin tattoo till a question. And Rang Sim Diggy Rangshin tattoo de Topper Chavos. Chazan, the Topper Chavit, Tablape, the Tong and Dukala, Nature Pass here, the Moninchinati.
You know the word yogi, right? Yogi. The word, the yogi is the one who says yoga, basically. So what is yoga? I say the word for yoga, the word for yoga in Tibetan is neljor. Neljor. Nel refers to the natural state. In this case, we can in the ultimate sense, it refers to the final nature of phenomena. Jaw means to connect, in a sense to realize that. So a person, technically a real yogi is somebody who has realized the final nature of phenomena. So yeah.
What did that? And church, ne? Simply, don't she? Where saw? Say, don't she? That. Simply, don't she? Let Tima show you. Man, simply, don't she? Where saw? Say, the. Nail jaw say, nail say, the la shaje. That rangi, don't that? Iti the rangi sim siri ke chati rigba say. That don't that? Tila kuchurwa.
You know, you can take. So the word for yoga is nail jaw in Tibetan. Nail and jaw, two syllables here. So you can take nail here to mean the natural state. You can take it to mean the clear light nature of mind. You can take it to mean the mind's nature of not having. You can take it to mean that the afflictions has never ever abided or resided in the nature of the mind, right? And so the yogi is somebody who has realized that. You can explain it like that, you know?
Oh, tire, that tire, that monation, that tire, that tradition, that China, one of the natural power sake, that or 20th century. Rotire, that Yamlen, Chinga, that Yamlen bars in the Lapchurch. Natural bars, looks in Lapchurch.
So such a person is a yogi, or a practitioner. The real meaning of practitioner.
Oh, tindere. Oh, tindere. She quite didn't. Correct. A cousin Shiva did she put it? Cousin Nashire, that Ranshin Shishins and Sigdua. Didn't Lam Shishins and Sigdua to the Shibarota. Cousin Nell said it, that Ran Dukas, Ranshin Shishin as such. Lam Shishin said it, that the top of China, that Lam Shishin Sigdua. Lam Shishin Gila Jin Dugala Natural Ba says that.
So you remember the terminological divisions of the perfection of wisdom, yeah? The first one is the natural perfection of wisdom, yeah. You can take that to be the meaning of nail, the natural state, isn't it? Right, the final nature of all phenomena, right? And the mind that realizes that directly is the path perfection of wisdom, right? So you have the natural perfection of wisdom, the path perfection of wisdom. So the person who realizes that is the yogi. He possesses a yoga, right? He possesses the yoga, that's why he's a yogi. He realizes that, the natural state.
What did they say? That didn't it? That didn't it? That didn't it? That simple you can natural sin. Chicken that, but the light and the natural sin at that. When I keep pocket, tinky tattoo cosa did it. Timanani uncle. Bena natural say a diamond to Yungo, Ben Chimbaji Tambaina, Pogita. When it's a puggy, that long since the Mandava Chisha, that when it's a shin, the Bashik Chitu, and today Tony, young feet, Yammy Pita Pushe, you be at it, till I natural pass in a lying Kurva.
What I've just said is like the probably the ultimate, final, highest meaning of the word yoga. And based on that, the highest, you can say the highest kind of meaning of yogi, right? The one who possesses that yoga. That is like the, you know, in the ultimate final sense. But you can take the word yoga can mean different things. Not just that, but it can mean different things. For example, a person who practices generosity with no self-cherishing attitude whatsoever, completely just for the sake of others, you know, doing the practice of generosity, giving. So you can call that person. You can call that the person a yogi in that sense, right? A good practitioner, you know.
어떠한 신 아직 염내 강체바에 다 원해지 랑기 다 누가 예수님께 아니 저와 강체바에 나 보기다 세대다 치면 낭신다 말이야 왔지. 아직 원해지 다 다바툰 얘기로 뒤 심에 통해다 아니 염내 친구라 야 내주 왔으니 납주거로.
And you can say that a person who practices without any attraction to the happiness of this life and without any attraction to the happiness of samsara is also a yogi. You can say that, right? You can call such a person a practitioner a yogi,
right?
So, this is just my own idea, but you know, if we can read now to mean liberation, enlightenment, you know, final happiness, final highest level of happiness. Nel, that referring to that state of liberation and enlightenment, highest happiness. Jaw means to connect with that, to move towards that, right? To actualize that, to move towards that, to actualize that, right? So the person who has that mind, moving towards that Nel, the state of liberation and enlightenment, is the yogi. But in this context here, in the context of the definition of the complete aspect applications, right? There is the Bodhisattva's yoga here basically refers to any practice that is in the continuum of a Bodhisattva.
So,
as such, then a bodhisattva is necessarily a bodhisattva yogi.
So,
battery must have died, right?
That shows the sign of practitioner. Some big sound come, your heart come out. Huh? Can it check the high commodity? What to see that? You playing? Anybody playing upstairs? Joking. Okay, hope so.
Huh? I don't know what bing bing bong bong. Office, ma?
Culture.
Don't know.
Up? No. I don't know where the sound. Where the sounds come from, I don't know. Okay. Huh? 털어. 어떻게 딸? 따뜻한다 대신 거래 끝났다 갑통표 깔라 가장 심한 시대 문제지 갑통표 깔라 남자 시기열에 또 200 깔라 감리원 남시시에 순배 깔라 시시시에 대신 거 디깔로다 전순에다 남바 소소네 독신이 시기열에 다 계속 남바 독신 갑통표 숨도 소소네 맛이
So in the first three chapters of the Ornament of Clear Realizations, the three knowers are presented individually. And the aspects of those are, yeah, basically the aspects of the three knowers are presented individually. Yeah? So in chapter 1, you have the exalted knower of aspects, chapter 2, you have the knower of paths, and chapter 3, you have the knower of basis.
어떻습니까? 다 돈다, 다, 딘데 시시, 다 계속 넘버디, 아니, 딘데 딘데 여봐, 시시, 다, 다, 넘버디 곰곡이요, 다 곰도가마, 아니, 좋아, 차버진기. 좋아 잡아진 게 심해권에 공부해야지. 근데 인자 다 가르쳐라. 남자 좋아, 아니 젊어 좋아, 다르게 좋아, 계집미 좋아, 신 좋아 시리 독신이 용해.
So the three knowers are presented. Yeah, the aspects of the three knowers are presented, but that is not sufficient. You need to meditate or cultivate the aspects of these three knowers, yeah. And one must meditate, you know, while being conjoined. One's meditation must be conjoined with the applications.
어떻게니? 디나네 딱간다 딱갑 준비 갑라 시 갑 준비 갑라 다치래 시에 가는 기침이 좋았으니 딱갑 준비 갑라 다 기침이 좋았으니 다 디시기하래 다 기침이 좋았어도 다 비 근데 심지 균기 타메다 바게다 루시 차기열에 기지미 좋았으니 디갑라 다 디갑라 갈선다 다 켜숨기 갈소가래 켜숨기 남발라 아니 땜바 용수소바 톱대바 차기열에 그러와 딘데기 땜바 아니 마토바 토발 체기 시도 아니 갑 죽배땡기
So in chapter 7, you have the momentary application, right? In short, momentary application is this mind of the Bodhisattva that has attained steadiness. Yeah, steadiness, stability. With respect to all aspects of the three exalted knowers. And it only exists for a very short time. Where does it exist? It only exists at the end of the continuum of a sentient being. Right? In order for momentary application to come about, one must gain stability or steadiness with respect to aspects of the three exalted knowers. As such, first, you must, before you can achieve momentary application, you must cultivate serial application. As such, therefore, in chapter 6, serial application is presented. So the purpose of cultivating the serial application is to gain is for somebody who has not gained stability, yeah, or who has not gained stability or steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers, for that person to gain steadiness or stability with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
어때? 다 딘데기 아니지? 다 갑두배 아니 딘제 조르기에 아 탈기 좋아디 토발라 대라야 감은 앞에 딘제 조르기에 아니 계집이 좋아서다 다 옹토바디 결승에 남발라 옹토바디 온도 좋고야.
So in order to achieve before you can achieve serial application, you must achieve its basis, which is peak application. Yeah, before you can cultivate serial application, achieve serial application, you must cultivate and achieve peak application, which is its basis. Yeah. And one cultivates peak application for the purpose of gaining mastery. Yeah, over the aspects of the three exalted knowers. And before we can cultivate peak application, before peak application, which is basically gaining mastery over cultivation, which is gain mastery over the aspects of the three exalted knowers, we first must meditate on the aspects of the three exalted knowers. Yeah. So as such, you begin with the complete aspects application. So this is the reason why the complete aspect applications is the first of the four applications. So this is how you must explain the four applications, starting with you have the momentary application that is indicated in this context, right? How, before you can have that, you must have the serial application that is indicated in this context. Before that, you must have the peak applications which is indicated in this context. And before that, you must have the complete aspect applications which is indicated here. Which is indicated here. Mama. So before, in order to have the momentary application that is indicated here in this context, in the one that is taught in chapter 7, that one, that particular momentary application, right? Indicated in this, before that, you must have the serial application that is indicated in this context, and so on and so forth.
Oh, Tinderisha, Tinderisha. That on the Tere, Tangs, the Mongo, Shue, Timido, the Tere, Tapona, that got a she's changing so called as Juxi. She's so much of a Juxi, Tina, and Tidua.
Of the 11 topics that characterizes the complete aspect applications, the first is the no aspect of the antidote class indicated in this context here. So here what is a no aspect of the antidote class here? Indicated in this context, it is an exalted knower that is able to quell its discordant class. Yeah, and basically it refers to all the paths, because a path is definitely an exalted knower that is able to quell
it's discordant class.
Otire ta tiena ne ta kapsu bago ta ta nimbo chugi shenam kapsu bago shedi ta changshu simbi gyugi nimbo chugi shenam sedi shigi hari di shebala ta kandis korisa na chesunga nama kaya rongasi ani gomche gombachibi sherabki simbi changshu simbi lamji la ta changshu simbi gyugi nimbo chugi shenam sedi ta this one
sherabki simbi
Kinsum Kaya Rome, Anne Namba, Gomche, Gombachi, Sherapchi, Guguyore, Kaya Rome's going to be Sherapchi, this Simbe, Anne Chanji Simbe, Lamjila, that Chanji Simbe, Nimbuchu, Shenam Sutusin Lavatri.
So here the no aspect of antidote class indicated in this context refers to an exalted no in a continuum of a bodhisattva, yeah? And in order for it to be a no aspect of the antidote class, it has to be a wisdom that is able to quell or is discordant class. Alright? Okay? So, yeah. So,
the Chanjusimbe Lamra. Chanju simbe chugi lamjila simbe chugi nimbo chugi shenam sini mintak yore.
Yeah, so a path in the continuum of a bodhisattva that is conjoined with a wisdom that cultivates or meditates on any aspects of the three knowers, that is an exalted knower that is able to quell its discordant class. So in short, again, a path in the bodhisattva's continuum that is conjoined with a wisdom that cultivates any aspects of the three exalted knowers, or that is an exalted knower that is able to quell its discordant class. So, when we talk about the noble aspect of the antidote class indicated in this context, right? Primarily there are three. A noble aspect that is a noble basis, noble aspect that is a noble path, and noble aspect that is an exalted noble of all aspects. So when we say a knower aspect that is a knower basis, you have to understand that it is a knower basis. When we say a knower aspect that is a knower path, you have to understand that we are talking about knower paths. And we say a knower aspect that is an exalted knower of all aspects, you have to understand that it is talking about an exalted knower over all aspects. When we talk about aspects, you have to know that there are object aspects and subject aspects. Object aspects and subject aspects. Let's use the example of a mind realizing impermanence as an example. The object of the mind is impermanence. That is the object aspect. The mind that realizes impermanence, right, in this case, is the subject aspect.
Number 아니 같이 신음 검사 전음 검사 말해서 록도 담에 또 연구하래 제정도 따라 놀라 아니지 전남도 신음 니가 검사해서 어떻시니 아니 두비용해 어디래
there are people persons who advance the position that object aspects are that which is to be meditated on, not the subject aspects. Whereas there are some who say that their subject aspects are that which is to be meditated on and not object aspects. Okay, there are all these different views. Yeah, but our system, we posit that both object aspects and subject aspects are both are to be meditated upon. On.
Oh, the pena that the pejan took sunit in the sunra pena, metabot of a lot, any gumyan tiki, metapa, gumkogiaris, metapot of a loti, gumjain ban nanshin, di yu metapatia, gumjaris. Chetan tik shenam gumjain, tano gumjain, mason tigmar, pena, metapot of a lot, gumba tiki. 공부하고 되기 미타바야 공부거든 미타바야 티 공부하는 어떠신 수고해.
So for example, in our system, we say that you know, a person who meditates on impermanence, right? So there's a mind that meditates on impermanence. Right? So it is the mind that meditates on impermanence is not just the thing that needs to be cultivated. You are also meditating on the object, in this case, impermanence, isn't it? So impermanence here is the object aspect. So object aspect is also something to be cultivated, to be meditated upon, to on, yeah, okay?
Oh, taka na shin. Ani shi, ta mitabu gomcha na. Mitabu gomyin do ka na, ani mitabu, mitabu tobe lo diya gomgu kuya res. Mitabu gomyin do ka na, mitabu lo diya gomgu kuya re. Dime na ta, karaswa re. Ani tonta mitu eshi ta, goba mitu eshi, oti sun kuya re.
So when we cultivate, when we meditate on impermanence, we also need to meditate on or cultivate the mind that meditates on impermanence. Yeah.
Oh, tuksine. That did it. That tonda yin tingu da penata tonum kumja mahin sila dana ta yungu yare penata yu shina madu tonum kumja mahin sila tongba nyiti ya ane kumja mahin bata wikyo yungay. Tongbanyeti, Gomchara was, and Chanjusibet, Gomchi, Yugizo, Tongbanyera was. Toxinia, Kayumai, Otire.
So, because if we take the position that object aspects are not to be cultivated, but only subject aspects are to be meditated upon, then there will be the fallacy, you will result in the fallacy of emptiness not being an object of meditation. Whereas emptiness is the main object of cultivation or the main object to be meditated on by the Bodhisattvas, for example, right?
That Shinamina, the Gomcha main Gugre, Sena meeting it, Ben, Ninja Shimbo to Chashabina, Shinam Chakir, Ninja Shimbo, in that Ninja Shimbo Gomcharawa.
For example, with the mind that meditates on great compassion, right? So if you just say that you meditate only on the subject aspect, not the object aspect, then what about the mind realizing compassion? The mind of great compassion, for example. You meditate on great compassion, isn't it?
Oh, that on that tire, penata, that come down and roll you, pena, pena, mitabo, come into gala, ani, mitaba, ani, take, mitabo, tobel, mitaba, mitaba, zimbe, luti, utishina, commercial, pena, mitabo, comus, dogala.
Well, yes, there are different ways of meditation, right? Or we say that both, you can meditate, both subject aspects and object aspects of both are objects to be cultivated, right? To be meditated upon, right? But as for the manner of meditation, yes, there are different ways of meditation. Let's take the example of the mind realizing impermanence, eh? Isn't it? Impermanence here is the object that is meditated upon, right? Right. We think of the aspects of we are meditating on the aspect of impermanence, isn't it? Thinking about what is it, what is its characteristic, blah 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 blah. You know? Right.
어떻게 다 된대시네 유두시네 고민 시작이다. 때마다 코랑다 로코랑 바 미답은 모르기와서니.
So for a mind realizing impermanence, right? the mind that realizes impermanence, that meditates on impermanence, is taking impermanence as the object, right? And then meditating on it, right? It's not that when in that meditation you're trying to convert or transform the that particular mind into the entity of impermanence, right? No, yeah.
어떻게시면 말해? 어떻게? 답변은 인지치 뭐 검은 수도 가나야 메타와시아지 인지치 뭐 검은 수도 가나 그 유리신의 고매지 개말해. 그런데 로코라 인지 무엇교화시신의 고매지 나 꼭 검도
But as for the mind of great compassion, when you're trying to cultivate great compassion, yes, you're meditating on great compassion. Yes, you're meditating on great compassion. But at the end of the day, what your purpose of the meditation is to transform the mind into the entity of great compassion, right? So, see, you see, the manner of meditation is different, right? From the manner of meditation for the mind realizing impermanence. Isn't it? The mind realizing impermanence is a meditation that takes impermanence as its object, right? The mind doesn't transform the entity of impermanence. But in the case of great compassion, yes, you're meditating on great compassion, but at the end of the day, meditation on great compassion means to transform the mind into the entity of great compassion, right?
어 도시네 딱 지레 딱 값을 봐봐 지레 단다 값을 봐봐 시에디 변한다 지레 보기 조조 도남도 신남 얘기 나네 딱 지금 도남 신남 얘기가 검지 책을 열 때는 값을 봐봐 다 시에 조디 다 신남 쓰다 신남 조신이 시기 열에 제단 단다 시번나 시에 신남 쓰도 가나 가르스는 인제 공부 나시 로디 티 모르기나 공부 나시 어떻게 값을 봐 시에디 조 신남 조신이 숭해 시 어디래
So Yes, in general, both object aspects and subject aspects are objects to be cultivated, to be meditated upon. But here, in this context here, we are looking at the knower aspect of the antidote class, right? Here, knower aspect of the antidote class indicated in this context. So in this context here, we are talking about the knower aspect in that the meditation is that of the mind generating in the actual entity of the object.
어떻게 다 독신이 다디 just leave the imprint, huh? Just leave the imprint in your mind. 아? Just leave the imprint, huh? 아? 아? Okay.
아야야.
다 진짜래. 아, 진짜 마티리샤. 다 독신이. 다 조조. 다 뭐냐.
하세요.
독신. 다 진짜 마티도 왔단다. 다 독신만 구시 잡이 누가나 틀에 변났다. 가르스나. 갑자기 시에디다. 시남. 야당 주 우스니 시기하래. 다 닌들로 여봐당. 틀에. 다시시기 시험 아니 그래 니스 잡듯이 아니 남시기 시험 숨 잡듯이 남지기 시험 자동 주 어떡신이다 자동 듯이 숨싹 다 값이 비가도 독신인 거야 그래 어디래
So here in chapter 4 the ornament of clear realizations the aspects of the three exalted knowers are discussed okay so aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? Okay? And as we saw earlier, when divided, there are three, isn't it? Right? So, how many aspects are there of a knower basis? 27. How many aspects are there of a knower past? 36. How many aspects of an exalted knower all aspects? 110. So, if you do the math, it is 173.
Don't worry, huh? Don't worry. So, huh? Don't worry. That this is to come. That today, Bella. That Tambuti. She sing Shenam Ta Bella. You should subdue and say, Kandesi, you are. So, to Sidogan, tell it. Carso. 다 담바 실었잖아요. 돈다 들에. 다 담바 실었잖아요. 시기야. 돈다. 알아봐. 담바 실었잖아요. 다 남바디 시기야. 어떻게?
Okay, so here in this context, we are mainly looking at the no aspects, right? So altogether, there are 173, right? So, and we said that there are 27, yeah, no aspects of a no or basis, right? How does one arrive at this number 27, right? So these 27 no aspects of a no or basis are discussed in relation to the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths. There are 27 no aspects of the no or basis, yeah. Okay, so how do we get at 27? So the 27 is related to the Four Noble Truths, yeah. So, and of the Four Noble Truths, the first one, true suffering, how many no aspects are there? There are four. Okay, so there are four no aspects that realizes the four characteristics of the true suffering. Impermanent, suffering, yeah, impermanent, suffering, empty, selfless, right? Okay.
Otos duma tembe ani chiji shi tobe da shenam da shishi shenam shi su tune ani chi da kunjun tembe ani chiji shi ngare ani ti tobe shenam shi sine da gyu kunjun rakke ken sin da shi tobe da shenam shi sine da ke otos sha.
So those are the four no aspects of the no or basis that realizes the four characteristics of true suffering. Next you have the four no aspects of the no or basis that realizes the four characteristics of true origins. What are the four characteristics of true origins? Cause, origin, strong production, and condition. Those are the four characteristics of true origins. Cause, origin, strong production, condition. Okay, so these are the four characteristics, right? So as such, you have four no aspects of the knower basis that knows these four characteristics of true origins. Then you have next the four no aspects of the no or basis that realizes the four characteristics of true cessations. What are the four characteristics of true cessations? Gorba, cessation. Number two, pacification. Number three, it depends on how you translate, high auspiciousness, or you can sublimity. And number four is gyanom, right? Sublimity. Anyway. And then the fourth one is definite emergence. Then there are the 15 no aspects of the no basis that knows the true paths. And how many aspects of true path are there? 15. 12
plus 15 is 27, right? Oh, that's it. Sukchiru tunu jime zimbe ani tokpa ti ani ngunye chinye ki pagi nyambo ti kongsu to nye ki sakse kwa lang 아니 삶에 털어 무슨 담불람 숨치기야 돼.
How do we end up with the 15 aspects of true paths? Yeah. First, let's divide the paths into three. Yeah. Okay. You have the uncontaminated paths of seeing, which are the antidotes to the afflictive obscurations. Then you have contaminated paths of meditation, which are antidotes to the conception of an external form. Right? Right? Correct? Conception of external form. Ra. You forget it?
So, chiru tundu ba jimbe. So, chiru tundu ba jimbe. Nimbo chini sangse kolam. Ani sangme tolam so tuksun jai.
Yeah? There are 15 aspects of true paths, isn't it? So, first we need to know that there are basically three paths here. What are the three? First, an uncontaminated path of seeing, which are antidotes to the afflictive obscurations. Then you have contaminated paths of meditation, which are antidotes to the apprehension of an external form. Then you have uncontaminated paths of seeing, which are also antidotes to the conception or apprehension of external form.
어떻게 또다이다 간다르티레 따티츠도다 따다 니듭게 문이 지니기 따 돌람 가르소는 바기 람나 샤인도 가라 아니 남주 샤기 람 리바 두바 니진스 시디 따 니듭게 문이 지니기 돌람 람 상메신 거로 봐 틸라다 람 리바 두바 니진스 시디 독스네 자야 어떻게
이 시간 이 시간 이 시간 Mainly, mainly checking window. I'm trying to find the four characteristics of true paths.
Lamche, Rikpache, Dupache, Nichins.
Do anybody has that, the name? You have the name, the four. Path and what? Path. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's there. Okay, so there are three paths, right? We talked about the three paths earlier, yeah? Because we're now looking at the 15 aspects of true paths. In order to understand how there are 15, we need to understand that there are these three paths. Yeah, uncontaminated path of seeing, which are antidotes to the afflictive obscurations. Contaminated paths of meditation, which are antidotes to the apprehension of external form. Then you have uncontaminated paths of seeing, which are antidotes to apprehension of external form. Of these three, let's look at the first one. Uncontaminated paths of seeing, which are antidotes to afflictive obscurations, right? Okay? How many aspects of such a path? There are four aspects of true paths that are these uncontaminated paths of seeing. And the four aspects of true paths are path, I'm not sure about, okay, suitability, achievement, and deliverance. These are the four characteristics of path.
Yeah. Hmm. 근데 운신이 삶에 통함되라 독샤에 어떤데 이것도 없다.
So how many aspects of true paths that are contaminated paths of meditation which are antidotes to the apprehension of external form? There are five. And how many aspects of true paths that are uncontaminated paths of seeing which are antidotes to the apprehension of external form?
Six,
that's it. So that's how you get
15.
So the five aspects You know, the five aspects and the six aspects, right? Actually indicated by these certain words in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras here. We're not going to go into that, of course.
Next,
the no aspects of a no or paths. How many are there?
36.
So these 36 no aspects of a no or paths are also explained in relation to the Four Noble Truths.
What did it? Any tumble, get any nobala, do nobala, any ma? Did it that? Then the tumble, tumble, get, punjo, tumble, do any lambdella, ma, any go down a chutu, tuxini shire, visiting, sir.
8, 7, 5, 16. Okay, done. Do you want me to translate? I just tell you the number. 8, 7, 5, 16. You
understand? It means that you should punjo, sir. That
Although the number is 8, 7, 5, 16, but you must know the order of the Four Noble Truths here, yeah? So, yeah. It's because we start with true origins. There are 8 aspects of true origins. 7 aspects of true paths, 5 aspects of true suffering, and 16 aspects of true cessation. So those are the no aspects of the no of paths, yeah? Okay, next. You have the no aspects of the exalted no all aspects, right? How many are there? 110.
That is Kandere, Senatire, then you do the Yoba the Jesus, Namjay Shana Sumsu Tsopti, Nichanjo Sambala Yoba the Jesus, Namjay Shana Sumsu Tsopshi, Tumumumai, Namjay Shana Sumsu Tsopu, Sutuksta.
So there are 110 no aspects of an exalted no of all aspects, yeah? 110. How do you have 110? Because there are 37 aspects of the exalted knower, all aspects that is concordant with those existing in hearers. 34 aspects of an exalted knower, aspects that is concordant with those existing in bodhisattvas. And there are 39 uncommon aspects of an exalted knower of aspects. So the 110 aspects, isn't it, of a no? The 110 aspects of an exalted noble aspects. The first is the 37 aspects of an exalted noble aspect that is concordant with those existing in hearers, right? What is this? This is the one that finally. The 37 aspects we are talking about, lah.
Finally, we reached the topic. So from next class, I talk the poor mindfulness, easy one. No? I just say, you meditate. Okay, anyway. This one may be much easy to understand. Okay, this one just to...
Okay, Well, we need to know, right? How does these 37 aspects fit in the whole picture, right? I mean, you have some very rough idea now, right? How we have reached this point here in the text. Yeah. But the 37 aspects themselves are, I mean, quite straightforward. I mean, you're starting with the four close placement of mindfulness and so forth, right? So that is much easier, okay, to understand, yeah.
Okay, I stop here today. Yeah,
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.